Hi, my friends. It's Pua King here. This is my third podcast. Welcome to my third podcast. First of all, I'm gonna say thanks to you to give me an opportunity to share with you my third podcast. The title of this podcast is Japan Wins Women's World Cup, posted on July 19. Of course, you can download the original news from Weekly News on my Easy. Let me start. Japan's women's football team won the World Cup on Sunday after beating the US in the finals in Germany. The victory came after a penalty kick shootout following a 2-2 tie in overtime. Prior to the competition, Japan was ranked 4th in the world and had been defeated by the US 25 times. The team was nicknamed Nadeshiko, a pink flower which symbolizes all of the qualities of an ideal Japanese woman. They are a much smaller team than their opponents, but they proved their size did not matter. Japan is still recovering from the devastating earthquake and tsunami that took place in March, leaving 20,000 people dead or missing. The US goalkeeper, Hope Solo, called Japan the sentimental favorites and said it was difficult to win against a team that was playing for something bigger and better than the game. And this is the end of my podcast. And below, I will try to answer comprehension questions. I will read questions and I will try to give my answers. First question: where did the football competition take place? Where did the football competition take place? The football competition took place in Germany. Second question: why does the report mention a Japanese flower? Why does the report mention a Japanese flower? The report mentions a Japanese flower because the flower symbolizes all of the qualities of an ideal Japanese woman. Third question: who was quoted in the report? Who was quoted in the report? The US goalkeeper, Hope Solo, was quoted in the report. And this is the end of comprehension questions. And my friends, I hope my podcast will encourage you to post your own recording. And can you do me a favor? Yes, I bet you can. Please leave a comment here. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.